Hey, good morning, NoBS. We are going to talk today about some hunger on the clock. This month, we are challenging doable hunger. So if you are in the membership and you are ever struggling with hunger, ever struggling with enough, this is the perfect month for you because we are testing all of our cues this month. This month is all about figuring out how we are going to make it easier to experience hunger and enough, make it easier to look for the cues and make things easier on ourselves. I think so often when it comes to doable hunger, we make it harder on ourselves. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this today. So we're going to get everybody in here. Let me get Coach Lisa pulled up. She will be in the Q&A and answering questions. So you can use the Q&A to ask any questions as I'm talking. And if Lisa sees something she thinks I should talk about out loud, she'll leave it for me. Or if I notice something, otherwise she'll be answering things. If there's anything I say it's confusing or you just want some clarification on, please feel free to post them there. The chat is also running. If for some reason the chat bothers you, here's a hot tip. Because I think we're about 50-50. Half the membership loves the chat. Half the membership wishes we wouldn't have it. So neither one is wrong. Here's what I want to encourage all of you. Always be the learner that helps you. So for me personally, when I am taking courses and stuff, I don't like the chat. I like to just focus on what I'm doing. I'm usually taking lots of notes and focusing on what I'm doing. And if I get into the chat, it never fails. I'll be reading someone else and what they're talking about. And the next thing I know, like, I wonder what that speaker just said. Like something will hit my brain. I'll be like, shit, I missed it. So if you don't like the chat, I always recommend people to just get some sticky notes and just like pop it over the chat. You can always turn the chat, like you can minimize it, but if you don't like even the little bubble coming up, you can always put a sticky note over it. It's just like an easy way to hide it. So we also give y'all the chat transcripts inside of all the video replays. So if you ever want to read the chat, because there are lots of really good things that happen in the chat, you can always go back and read those. So, and then also for anybody who needs closed captioning, all you got to do is hit your CC button on your side of the screen and you should be able to turn that on. All right. So let me get speaker view going and then let me get to my notes. That is my book. Hang on. I'm working on my book, y'all. Working on the book. Still working on it. This is going to be the work of my life. I've decided that this is a motherfucking thing that takes forever to do, but I'm well on my way. Right now, there's like about 42,000 words in it. And like I'm refining one more time doing all the things. So anyway. All right. So this month is the Doable Hunger Challenge month. It's going on all week long. I also want to remind everybody that the camp virtual price is going up in just 3 weeks. So if you're going to be attending virtual camp, No Excuses Weekend with us in July, you may want to go ahead and get signed up now because the price will jump again. It's in 3 weeks. And if you sign up for camp before February 28th, whether you're virtual or you are coming in-person tickets are sold out. But if you are coming virtually, you will get to vote on the swag box. So there is, for all of you, if you've never been to one of our camps, we always send a really fun swag box. So we have sent like old shitty in the past. We have, I've got a drawer full of crap that we've sent. Back in the day when we used to really do the Think, Feel, Do cycles, we sent these pads. We are looking at maybe doing a four ends pad for y'all. We have sent sticky notes. I mean, all kinds of, these have always been popular, like affirmation, special NoBS affirmation cards. Like we have just sent all kinds of stuff. I can't even go into magnets, keychains, pens, you name it, we have sent it. So if you would like to be able to vote on this year's swag, we have got a large list of items. We are going to let anybody that's registered for virtual or in-person camp by February 28th, you will be invited to the swag selection party where you get to see all the things that we're considering, all the things that we have mocked up. And then y'all will have power to vote on what you like. So that's exciting. We've never done that before. So I'm excited about it because I'm like, I've been helping the team. Like, these are the things I want in that box. I want them for No Excuses Weekend. We're going to give them shit that they can take home. And every excuse is now going to have like an environmental, like, alarm going off. So that when you get home and when you get back into your native habitat after your virtual weekend, you ain't going to forget. Like, oh shit, that's that excuse I use. Okay, I hear you. We ain't using that no more. That's what I learned at No BS Excuses Weekend. So if you want information on registering for virtual camp, you can go to the No BS Women's website, your membership site, go to the events, and everything is there for you. All right. So let me tell you, we are doing doable hunger method all month long. And this particular week, we're really focusing in on, am I hungry? So do not forget that in module one, lesson three, we have a doable hunger chart. A lot of people who do the No BS course, when you do it through the podcast, let's say you don't watch the videos, you'd rather listen. You sometimes miss out on all the little assets that we give you that make your journey easier. So if you haven't checked out the No BS weight loss course in video format in a while, go through some of the lessons that you're still working on, where you're tripping up, you're still making mistakes, it's just not clicking just yet. Do not beat yourself up over that. Here's what I tell people all the time. It does not matter if you're having problems. It becomes a problem when you think this is a problem, which means I can't do it. When you go down the road of like, let's say it's hunger and you have a really hard time waiting for hunger. If you're just having a hard time waiting for hunger and that's just what's happening, but your thought about that is, I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to give myself space to figure this out. There's got to be resources that I can use. I'm going to ask questions until I figure it out. This is just going to take time. I'm just so proud of myself for hanging in there, not beating myself up, encouraging myself, stopping the bleeding if I'm on the shame train, doing all of that. You're going to succeed. Or you're going to be someone who's like, I notice I'm struggling waiting for hunger. And your thought about that is, that means I can't lose weight. That means I suck. I should be. This is what I love the elders. Y'all are like, well, I'm an elder. I need some special training. There's got to be some special call for all of us that have been around a long time. There's no special calls. You know what you need to do? If you're an elder and you're struggling with waiting for hunger and you notice you're thinking, I should be able to do this by now. You don't need no special call. You know what you need to do? Attack that thought like a fucking puma coming out the bush and there's a pork chop laying on the ground. Like, you need to be like, I have found an old shitty. There's no, I should be doing this any better than right now. I need to go to beginner mindset. Would a beginner mindset on day one say like, I should be better at this by now? No, you probably need to start thinking like a beginner and quit thinking like an elder. You need to start thinking like, oh, there's no timeline on this. I don't need to shame myself for how long it's taking me. What I need to do is tell myself, I'm glad I'm still here. I'm going to go back. I'm going to re-listen to the lessons. I'm going to reach out and ask coaches, and every ovary, I'm going to give them my damn discovery worksheets. Every one of them. If I was invested in solving this problem, what would I be doing other than bitching about it? That's a good question all of you should ask yourself. If I was invested in solving this problem, what would I be doing? Instead of bitching, moaning, and self-loathing about it. I have never seen anybody lose weight or solve being like the fear of being hungry or not being able to wait for it or missing their cues because they're like, you know what worked, Corinne? I sat back and I bitched about not being able to do it to everybody I know. Oh, wait, no. Do you know how I solved waiting for hunger? I sat around and told myself what a loser I was over and over and over again. And then voila, at dinner, I was able to wait. said no one ever, ever. You know what people come on coaching with? I can't solve it because I keep self-loathing. I can't solve it because I think I should have it by now. I can't solve it because I'm sitting here judging the fuck out of not being able to do it. So how do I do it? First step is you've got to be willing to solve the problem instead of being more willing to act like an asshole about it to yourself. You are not going to be an asshole to yourself so much so that everything gets easy and clicks. If that worked, I promise all of you, I want you to think about this. We are pretty much all in here because we are an asshole to ourselves. Some of us are flaming assholes. Like, we're just like, oh my God, you suck. You never do anything right. Why are you even trying? It's just a fluke. You can't do things. So some of us, it's very overt. Some of us, it's just very subtle. It's like, you know, it's just hard for you. I mean, you're a good person, but you don't like hunger. That's just a toughie. Like, seriously, you need to listen to whatever your flavor of downgrading yourself is. And you got to find that flavor because none of that thinking is going to work. I don't care if your inner bitch is on fleek or your inner bitch is just like quiet as a mouse. And she's just kind of like subtly digging at you. Find it and solve it. All right. So here are three steps that we're all going to use on making waiting for hunger easier on ourselves. So if you want to take notes, if you want to ask the questions, now is the time. Okay, I want to answer K80. So Lisa, I just saw that question come in. Please don't answer that. Let me answer that one out loud. Thank you, Lisa. All right. The three things to make hunger easier. And then Katie, I will get to you later. Number one, you've got to identify your hard thoughts about hunger. So that's always step number one. We have to kind of uncover what is the bullshit that I speak. So what we want to do is if you're waiting for hunger and you notice that you don't want to wait, that you don't like being hungry, or that you're afraid of being hungry, we've got to figure out why. So sometimes we don't want to wait for hunger because, let's say, our family is going to eat dinner at a certain time. If you keep the thought, I need to be able to eat with my family every night, you're not going to solve waiting for hunger. Now, I am not saying you can't eat with your family. So for everybody that's already like, hair on fire emergency, Corinne's not letting us have a real life, that is not what I'm saying. You need to come back to me. You need to put old shitty away for a second and listen to the words that come out my mouth, not the words that are getting generated in your head. So if your thought about hunger is, I'm like rarely hungry by dinner, which means I can't eat with my family, you need to first recognize that that's a thought, and that's not going to be a thought that helps you solve the relationship with hunger that you want. A better thought could be something like this. I notice that I'm not hungry when it's time to have dinner with my family. That's important to me. How can I start rearranging how I eat the day prior to it so that by the time it's time to eat with my family, I'm good to go? Such a better thought. You're problem solving. You're figuring out the relationship you want with hunger. A lot of us just innocently throw out bullshit as if it's just a fact. I'm not hungry and I should eat with my family. Well, that thought will make you feel stuck. That thought will make you feel like it's unfair, or that thought will generate a belief, this won't work for me. You have to question everything. Siobhan, I haven't even gotten to step two yet, honey. Don't worry about it. So you've got to question everything that's going on. Because the only way that you're ever going to resolve hunger is you've got to find all of the hard thinking that you have around it. For some of you, a really good question is like, when you notice, like all of you, anybody that struggles with this, answer in the chat right now. Why don't you want to wait for hunger? Tell me in the chat, why do you not want to wait for hunger? Some people are not waiting for hunger because I have a fear I'm going to be hungry later. Very common. Guess what? Hanging on to that fear and hanging on to the thought, I might be hungry later. It's like, you can't keep that. So ask yourself, then what is the worst case scenario if I get hungry later? Let me surprise all of you. You fucking eat. Ain't nowhere in this program for all of you that are like, oh, I might get hungry later. Oh, what am I going to do? You going to put food in your mouth. Damn. What the hell I've been teaching y'all? But you need to know that you have an unrealistic fear. Nothing in the program told you not to eat when you get hungry. The program said, eat when you get hungry. You just got to wait for real hunger. That's it. Let's see what else y'all have. And a lot of you are telling me your feelings. Like, I'm scared to wait for hunger. You need to ask yourself, why? What is it that's going to happen? Here's one. I'm hypoglycemic, and often by the time I feel hungry, I have a physical reaction. This is another one. I'm going to surprise the hell out of her. I'm hypoglycemic is a thought. We could make it a fact, but I want you to play with it being a thought. Because I would bet when she thinks I'm hypoglycemic, it triggers her to think, so I shouldn't wait for hunger. Instead of, I'm someone who knows how to work with my hypoglycemia. If you were going to be the kind of person who now thought, I know how to work with it. I know that I can figure out eating strategies to never trigger it. If you were thinking like the kind of person who is a hypoglycemia boss, what would you be thinking about hunger then? Because here's the thing. There are tons of people out in the world with hypoglycemia who are dealing with it without having to overeat. They're dealing with it in a calm, patient manner, not in a, oh my God, I need to prevent this. Something bad's going to happen. I should overeat. I should eat at any moment that I'm afraid. We don't want to eat when we're afraid. We want to eat when we are so aware of our body cues that we know how to protect it and set it up for success. We can just think way fucking different. So you really want to be asking yourselves, what is it that I just want? So a lot of you will say like, well, I don't want to wait for hunger because there's just food. I just want it. So here's the question I want all of you to ask when you're in the I just want it phase is, why don't I want to wait then? Even if this is going to taste delicious, why don't I just want to wait? A lot of times it'll start uncovering what really is going on underneath hunger that's actually making it harder for yourself. What often is really going on underneath is like, well, I'll start finding thoughts like, it's not fair that I don't get to eat it with everybody else. You have to question it. Is it really unfair? Or is it, I'm going to sit here, feel a little left out. I don't have to, but I might. But what's really unfair is all this time and money I spend on trying to lose weight my entire life. I mean, let's talk about what's really unfair. What's really unfair is me thinking the only way to feel included with another group of humans is if I'm also eating cake with them. It's really unfair of me to think that that's what includes me. Here's what's unfair, that if I don't eat it right now, what's really unfair is I think they all are going to think I'm weird. What's unfair is that I give them no credit for not caring. I give them no credit for being nice and thinking, oh, wow, she's really honoring herself. She must not be hungry. Giving them no credit for some of them that might be like, you know, I wish I could turn down cake too when it looks good. But here I am eating it because I want to fit in. So we have to think about all of it. You, like for all of you, you have to get so much better at your questioning of everything that you think is real. Like all of everything that you're afraid of is not real. Everything, if you think I'm afraid or I'm scared, you need to ask yourself, why? What is it that I think's fixing to happen? They'll think this. This might happen, and question all of it. Be on the prowl. If you want to make your weight loss easier, if you want to make hunger easier, be willing to be wrong about everything you think about it. Now, I'm really good at this. Do you know why I'm so good at questioning everything? It is not because Corinne is a coach. It is because Corinne has sat and questioned everything in her life every fucking day for about 15 years. I have a lot of practice at not believing anything I think. Do you know what I do believe? If I have really good thoughts, I just believe them. I don't work on those. Sometimes I even try to strengthen them. Anything that feels like ass, I'm always, it's like, it's up for interpretation. This is up for questioning. This is worth exploring. Because I don't want to feel like ass. I don't want my life to be harder than it has to be. I'm done making my life harder than it needs to be. All of you should make that pledge to yourselves. Today, I am done making my life harder than it has to be. Today, I am done thinking that everything I think is true. Today, I am willing to make my life easier. What can I do to do that? What thoughts can I be alerted to around hunger that will make it so much easier to wait for it? All right, number two. This is the next step on making hunger easier. And that is to gamify it with yourself or your accountability groups. So about 50% of the No BS women, I think it's actually 43.7% of you, I believe, are all in accountability groups. So it's about 50-50. About half of you don't participate in it, half of you do. Do not forget that you can always go over to NoBSWomen.com, and you can request to have an accountability partner. And I'm just going to be really honest. It's amazing when you get a group and y'all just click right out the gate. I would call that happened like lightning strikes about 5% of the time. But we all humans, we live in different time zones. We got different lives, all the things. We try to match you as much as we can. But be willing to try on like 3 to 4 groups before you decide that accountability groups won't work for you. So many of you, I watch you join one group and the group doesn't work out for some reason. And then y'all just give up on the whole idea of it. That would be like going shopping and you gotta have a dress. Like, let's say your child's getting married. And you got to have a mother of the bride dress. And you went to a store and the first dress you tried on was ugly. And you're like, well, I'm not going to the wedding. No more trying on dresses. This just doesn't work for me. And you skip the wedding. That is what a lot of you are doing when it comes to your whole fucking weight loss journey. We could sum that up in all of it, but especially with accountability groups. Do not do that to yourself. Do not go try one group on and be like, well, this isn't for me. I must be the kind of person that doesn't get along with people. People don't like me, blah, blah, blah. Question all of that shit. We are talking about making hunger easier. I will tell you, one of the best ways to make waiting for hunger easier is to quit making shit like that mean a lot of crap about you. Because the second you tell yourself, I must not be good with people, people don't like me, a lot of y'all start becoming a trash panda and you get hungry. Well, now I'm hungry. I wonder why. It's a lot easier to eat than it is to sit there and think nobody wants you. 5% of the people will find a group or a person on their first try. Your fourth or fifth try, you're probably going to find your group or your person. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to tell yourself, this is not about me? There's nothing wrong with me. My people are out there. Like, some of y'all need to ask yourself, am I willing to just think a little better about myself so I can have the things I want in my life? Stop being so insistent that when you don't wait for hunger, when an accountability group doesn't work out or whatever, that something must be wrong with you, because it's just not. It's just a numbers game. It takes a few tries. It's just time. It takes time. That's it. All right, so we're going to gamify. The first thing that you can do is, one of the things that we're doing is we're playing the on the clock challenge this week. On the clock is super simple. The moment you think you're hungry, you're going to set a timer and set it like some, I think the goal, like the, not the golden standard, but the one that we usually throw out there is wait 15 minutes. Some people wait 30 minutes. Some people wait 15 minutes. Some people wait 5. Some people wait 1 just to get good at not eating immediately or deciding to immediately eat when they think they're hungry. So you set a timer and then you drink some water, the nectar of the gods. So you're going to drink like 8 ounces or 16 ounces of water. In fact, I'm going to take a drink. So you drink some water, and we do this on the clock challenge for one reason. We want to make sure that we're actually hungry and that our body's not needing water. So one of the things to never forget, this is all in module 1 of No BS, is that your body needs water more than it needs food. You can live up to 30 days without any food whatsoever. Your body shuts down in 3 days without water. That shows you the difference in the importance. 3 days and you cannot survive anymore. Water is such a basic building block of everything that happens in your body. And when you don't have enough water, your brain knows how to get it. It's like, well, if bitch ain't going to drink water, here's what I'm going to do. You need a Snicker. You should go get them chips. Because all the foods have water in them. And so if your body starts getting a little worried, oh, the tank is low, we ain't got enough, it will send up hunger cues. Just trying to make sure that it gets the nectar. So for a lot of you, if you ever want to cut down some of your cravings and urges, drink more water. Somebody's asking how long you set the timer. It can be 1 minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. You decide. It's really up to you. There's no right or wrong on this. I think we throw out there 15 minutes, but if everybody wants to hear a super secret thing here in No BS, this was not something I came up with. The creator of On the Clock was a No BS accountability group. They decided, they just told me at camp one time, hey, we're doing this new thing called On the Clock. We decided as a group that we were going to work on hunger for a week. And we were like, all right, if you get hungry, you set a timer. I think they were doing 15 minutes. You drink 8 ounces of water. And if after 15 minutes, if you're hungry, you eat. If after 15 minutes, you're not hungry, you can wait. Just wait till the next time you get hungry. and then you eat. Super simple. That's why, like, all of y'all are like, oh my God, I need to know, what is that exact time? I got to know the rules. Y'all don't ever know where this shit got made up. Half the time, crap I come up with is when I was in the shower or taking a dump. So, I mean, rules are flexible. I just want y'all doing things. So set a timer for whatever emotionally feels comfortable for you. If you're very scared of hunger, I probably wouldn't start with 15 or 30 minutes. I'd start with like 5. Start with what you think your nervous system can tolerate. If you're not that scared of being hungry, but you know you need to work on it to really dial your cues in, try 15 or 30. That'll help you like faster see more cues. But neither one's right or wrong. It's all dependent upon whatever it is you need to do. So shout out to the Hot Mess Express Accountability Group. They're like the OGs of accountability groups. Like seriously, the OGs. When we never had accountability groups until we started doing some camps. And then we started doing bigger camps. We started putting people in these small groups so that they could work together and get to know each other. So that when people came to in-person camp, they had someone. Well, after a few years, we had to stop doing it because we would say, like, everybody who's coming to camp is going to get assigned a group. And they're like, but I'm coming with my group. It got to where most of the people that come to camp already have their group. We're like, all right, we'll quit putting y'all in groups. But then we decided to make an accountability program for the entire membership. So you can go on the clock. That's one of the things that you can do to make sure that, like, you're not dehydrated, that you're actually hungry. And what you can do is you can do like the Hot Mess Express did. You're checking in with each other. Like you're sending fun selfies. Like, look at me drinking my water. Like, you know, I was actually hungry in 15 minutes. I ate my lunch, or I wasn't hungry at all. I actually just didn't get enough water today. I actually was able to wait like an hour and a half. I was like, my hunger didn't come back for a while. Good stuff to do with your groups or even just on your own. Even if you don't want an accountability group, go on the clock and post your successes in our Facebook group. Another thing that you can do is just like text those selfies and stuff to your group. You can also, one of the other ways to like gamify is spend a week and say like, I am not eating until 10 o'clock in the morning. I just want to see if I even need breakfast or if it would be better for me to eat a little later in the morning. I used to be like oatmeal when my little pitter-patter feet hit the floor. And then I went through a period where I was like, I don't even know if I'm actually hungry. So I decided to start working out first thing in the mornings. I used to, a long time ago, I used to get up, I would eat my breakfast, I'd get Logan to school, then I would go work out. Well, when I started No BS, like way back in the day, it was, you know, fit and fat back then, the PHs, I had to switch things around because one of the best times for me to work was first thing in the morning. And I, like when Logan was at school or when Logan was at Mother's Day out and stuff, I was like, I need to be working, not at the gym. So I started getting up at 4:30 in the morning so I could work out first thing. And then I'd come home and shower and get him off to school and then I'd work. So what I learned was I was never actually hungry first thing. I just woke up excited to eat. I was like, oh, so I actually can do, like, even to this day, I can do like 3 or 4 hours after I wake up in the mornings before I even start getting hungry. Today, though, was very different. I have been lifting weights like a beast for 3 months now. I've been working on my shoulders and my arms. And last week, I upped a lot of weight and I added in legs. Plus, I'm still trying to get my under 35 minute 5K. And my body this morning was tired. And I was like, all right, today's a day off. Well, I will tell y'all, I got up at 4:30. At 6 o'clock, I was eating breakfast. My stomach was growling and I don't growl, but I was like, all right, we're eating. I was not going to wait until 9 or 10 because my stomach was telling me we're hungry. It was this is what I want for all of you. I want you learning how to read your cues. My body was saying, you are tired. What we need is a day of eating and resting. I really believe, and I could be wrong, but I just choose to believe this because it feels amazing. And it's going to set me up for an amazing day. That my body is saying, you do me a solid today, we're going to come back really strong tomorrow. And doing a solid today is water, going to bed early, taking a day off. I'll probably go walk at noon to get a little fresh air, but I'm talking like 10 minutes of walking just to get fresh air because it's like 60 degrees here in Nashville. That's it. And then eat like a boss all day. If my body's hungry, I'm going to eat. And I got all the Aunt JJ food in there that's healthy as a little hog. When I think about, like, I'm not saying I'm afraid to be hungry today and I didn't work out and stuff. I'm telling myself, my body is telling me exactly what it needs. And when I give it, my body loves me for it. And when I think that, I feel better. And that's what I want for all of you. So the other thing that you can do that would gamify, this is still step two, is you could always create a bingo board or a calendar for yourself. Like, print out a calendar and then you could do like a challenge each week for yourself. You could take all the different ways that we test hunger and we can test enough. And you assign yourself a different day. And when you wake up in the morning and you make a 24-hour plan, you look at the calendar, it's like, all right, today's the day I'm trying this. Today's the day I'm going to do this. This is the week I'm doing this. And you write about what you're going to do and what you hope to learn from it. Accountability groups, y'all can do that with yourselves. You all can come up with a different way to do something. Somebody creates the calendar and you all follow it and y'all talk about it. This is how accountability groups can get into action instead of this kind of accountability group. Checking in each day, bitching and moaning about what you're not doing. Y'all stop letting each other bitch and moan about what you're not doing. You don't have to be mean to each other, but you need to say, like, I get that you're not doing it, but what are you going to do today that's better than yesterday? Throw that question back in people's face every time they're saying it. If you've got, and we all got it in our accountability groups, everybody's got one, two, or all of you that come in there and y'all are like, well, I fucked up again. I mean, I had good intentions. I don't know if I'm ever going to get this. Can y'all help me get my head out of my ass? Do not make your accountability group responsible for getting your head out of your ass. Number one, your asshole stinks. Nobody should have to go fishing up in there for you. Nobody wants that job. Number two, you need to learn the skill of getting your own head out of your own ass, which means asking questions. It means asking yourself, what can I do that's a little bit better than I did yesterday? Now, if you want to tell them what happened and what you think you're learning, that's awesome. But just coming in and just bitching, not helpful to you. What's more helpful is to come in and say, here's what I noticed yesterday. I broke my plan for the 30th time. I think the reason is because I keep telling myself, I can't do this. So today, what I'm going to tell myself is there's got to be something simple I can do. And I'm going to be on the hunt for the smallest of steps that I can take today instead of dwelling on what I can't do. Start there. Step number three is to reward yourself when you do things. So one of the things that a lot of people find that when they start waiting for hunger is that they notice that their food actually tastes better when they eat, when they're hungry versus when they're just eating out of fear. When you're eating out of fear that you might get hungry, there's also the version of you that knows you should be waiting for hunger. So when you start eating to alleviate the fear, you invite the version of you who's like, we didn't do it right again. We probably should have waited. It's going to be like, probably going to show up on the scale this week. That version of you is just subtly running in the background. And she's taking down the enjoyment of the food. You're not sitting there reveling in how it tastes. You're sitting there just eating, feeling some relief because you were afraid to get hungry and feeling bad that you don't wait. So you cheat yourself. Every time you don't wait for hunger, you could be cheating yourself out of enjoying the taste of your food. Don't do that to yourself. So let's start, number one, by creating a positive association with hunger. When I wait for hunger, I set myself up to actually be able to enjoy my food better. I get to have a much better eating experience when I'm hungry versus when I'm just eating and not thinking about it. Some people like to give themselves a dollar every time they wait for hunger. And at the end of the week, they like buy fabulous lipstick that Corinne wears. Like, y'all are always asking me about like all my lippies and my facial tools and all this other stuff. If y'all like some of this horseshit I do to keep this moneymaker like looking somewhat young, then create like a hunger jar. And so like every time I wait for hunger, I get a dollar. And when that little jar is filled, I get to buy myself something fun, like new lip gloss, whatever it is, face creams. Corinne is in love with face creams. I always tell Chris at night, every night I have a ritual with my face. I now have like potions galore, so much so that I always look at him and be like, can you just see the hydration? I'm just like, just feel my skin. It's so hydrated. I do this every night. I think it's funny. I'm sure that after the 400th time, he's like, not so funny. Then the other thing that you can do is you can, in order to like reward yourself, is you can write down why this part of your future self really loves waiting for hunger. And why is it easy for her? She's not thinking half the shit you're thinking. So that means the version of you today has to catch horseshit that you think around hunger and challenge it so that one day it's easy for her. It's just what she does. But that means you today have to lay the bricks. So one of the ways that you can like kind of like make hunger fun and reward yourself is by thinking like, this is what my future self's going to be doing one day. She's going to be waiting for hunger. She doesn't even have to play games anymore in order to do it. So in order for her to do that, that means today I got to make waiting for hunger fun. I need the games. I need to have these things so that I can let down all the fear and stuff that goes on around it so that one day it's easy for her. Her mindset has changed. All right, some questions. Katie, I think it's hard to do call-ins or ask coaches because I have listened to so much of the no BS and feel like you've given the answers and I'm still not succeeding. I've given you answers, but the problem is you haven't identified the thought. So I want you to think the answers are what you're going to do. Let me write this out real quick. Hang on. Yo, I got all my comfy clothes on today. Ooh. I almost busted my ass too, which is not going to be cool. Pay no attention to this. This is all for my business membership. They're getting ready to have a sticky note party. Let me raise y'all up. This will be easier for me. One second, because I don't have my screen on me. Okay. Y'all see that? Yeah. All right, let me get a piece of pen. All right. So all the things that you're listening to where you're just like, I got all the answers and I'm just not succeeding. I keep listening to things. everything that I give you is like we're just going to put on the do line. This is the think, feel, do cycle. Think, feel, do is in module 2 of No BS. It's one of the first, it's either in the intro or module 1. I talk about we think things, and when we think things, we feel things. And based upon how we're thinking and feeling is the amount of stuff that we will or will not do. So if you've got old shitty running around in your thinking, you're going to probably feel bad. And if you're feeling bad, you're not going to do the things you're listening to. So we're going to put on the do line, do or don't do shit I hear. This is based on what you're thinking. So we're going to put the fact up here is consumed, what to do in No BS. That's the only fact that we have. Okay, so I'm consuming lots of things. I'm getting ideas. Crin's telling me to plan. Crin's telling me to do this. Crin's telling me to do that. Blah, 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 blah. My thought about what I'm consuming is probably going to be, that's hard. Or I bet I can't do that. Or an oldie but a goodie.
It doesn't matter. You have failed so many times.
If you are sitting there and you are thinking shit like, but in the past you have failed, but you've never been able to do it before. Or you're thinking, but you've been here for 2 years and you're not doing it. If your thoughts are all about the past, and bitch, I know they feel true, but they only feel true because you don't tell yourself nothing else. You're just telling it like, it's just the news. I've been here a while. It's just the news that I have failed past diets. That thinking doesn't help you at all. I don't care if it's a fact that you have failed every diet. I don't care if it's a fact that you've been here 2 years and you ain't lost a damn pound. It's not useful. Because when you think about it, when you are basing what you're going to do on what's happened, you don't feel good. It creates more and more bullshit for you. So what you need to do is take your thoughts to ask coaches. You need to tell them, here's why, I've consumed all this stuff. Here are the top 5 things I think keep me from doing this stuff. For some of you, it'll be, well, there is time. I ain't got time. And let them help you poke holes in it. I'm going to tell all of you, ain't a bitch in this group who ain't got time to lose weight. I promise you. Because it don't take no damn time. It actually takes less time for you to quit overeating. When you are eating, I want you to think about it. Well, I ain't got no time to lose weight while I'm sitting here eating a granola bar and I'm not hungry. I'm just sitting here feeling sorry for myself that I ain't lost no weight. Just feeling sorry for myself because I got so much shit to do. So I better eat a granola bar. Guess what, hussy? Throw that granola bar in the trash. Number one, you ain't hungry. That took you 1 second. It will take you longer to finish the granola bar feeling sorry for yourself and your lack of time than it will be to throw that thing in the trash and say, you know what? Bitch, I got time to lose weight. I got all the time in the world. In fact, if I quit scarfing down this granola bar, I can go probably get one more thing knocked off my to-do list. I ain't that busy. If you don't clean your plate, you sitting at dinner, that don't take you no time. You ain't got to block that out on your calendar. There ain't no little kid that's going to be like, well, mommy is not cleaning her plate. I know that takes a lot away from you. No. It's like, y'all keep thinking it takes time. Question it. It doesn't take time. You're like, what about all these videos, Corinne? I got like videos dropping out of the sky like manna from heaven from you. You a tsunami of content. Don't listen to it then. Just because I drop videos on you don't mean that you got to eat that granola bar when you're feeling stressed about not having time. If you ain't got time to watch the videos, don't watch the videos. But don't sit there and convince yourself that if you don't watch videos, that you don't know how to wait for hunger. That you can't leave two bites behind on your plate. Got nothing to do with time. Just draw a line and say, like, look, I ain't got no time for videos this week. I ain't got no time for private member podcasts this week. But I'm not going to sit there and tell myself I can't lose weight because of it. I'm going to tell myself, this week's busy. I can't watch a video. I bet I can still not overeat. We always tell ourselves that. Some of y'all will like consumed what to do in no BS. Your most painful thought is, it should be working by now. I should be better by now. I should know this by now. No, you shouldn't. There's only one thing that needs to happen is I need to find that thought that keeps me from doing it. That's it. I need to find the thought that keeps me eating. I need to find the thought that makes me afraid to wait for hunger. Just because you've been here 2 years doesn't mean that you should have it by now. That's going to slow you down. That's going to make you feel stuck. And when you feel stuck, you ain't trying new things. You're sitting there looking at stuff going like, yeah, but nothing's worked so far. Instead of, I hope the next thing works. That's a better thought. It's not the best, but it's a whole hell of a lot better. A lot of y'all are just sitting there waiting for shit to happen. Instead of making shit happen. If every day, instead of sitting back and thinking you should be farther along, if every day you're like, I am just willing to try something every damn day, even if I fail at it, until I hit the day where something clicks, I would much rather y'all say to yourself, I'd rather be doing something every day and failing until the moment everything clicks. Rather than saying, I need to feel like everything's going to work before I try things to see if they click. That's a long way to go. That's the slow train to weight loss. Probably never going to get there doing that. So if you're not doing shit with everything you're consuming, what are those five thoughts? What are the five thoughts that you have about everything that you're taking in that you think are like, this is why I'm not doing it. This is probably why I'm not doing it. This is probably why I'm not doing it. Take guesses. And the reason why I want you to have five is because you're going to think you don't know. So I need you to guess five times. And I guarantee you at least two will feel very true and real. And if it feels true or real, you have found what is stopping you. And now we take it to ask coaches so we can overcome it. All right, so the three steps, let's do it one more time so everybody knows. This is for the girl in the back who's probably driving or taking care of a kid or something and didn't hear. Number one, you're going to identify those hard thoughts you have about hunger. Number two, you're going to use gamifying with your accountability groups or with yourself. And I gave you all the tips there. And number three, you're going to like reward yourself. You're going to remind yourself, this is really not rewarding. I would really actually call this, rewarding would be more like this. Every time you catch yourself doing it, make sure you celebrate yourself. Make sure you tell yourself, this is not a fluke. This is me applying action. This is me actually getting it done. But we'll have a bonus fourth. I think what number four really is more about making sure that you're giving yourself reasons why hunger is actually better for you than it's scary. And please make sure if like waiting for hunger is your issue, please re-listen to module one of No BS, especially waiting for hunger and enough. I teach so much in those two lessons alone about why you would be afraid, what's happening in your body. And I think a lot of you listen to it and you gloss over it. And it's like, you don't understand the amount of conditioning, the amount of diet trauma that you're probably going through. And I mean, like, listen probably five times so that you really understand it. Because what I think a lot of you hear is you hear me explaining why it's going to be hard, why you might be still afraid, why you might still feel deprived and all these other things. You're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then you move on and then you just sit there and beat yourself up for not being able to do it perfectly. And it's like you forget all that explanation that I gave you. And when you really embody the explanations that I gave you in modules one and two, module one, I think it's like, it's the first couple of lessons or so. When you really embody that, you can start overcoming a lot of these thoughts that are keeping you from doing or not doing the things that you said. Okay. Last question. It's an off-topic one, and then we'll get out of here. Is Sandra, who says, are you still using a Forio and do you like it? So Forio is a little electronic device. I do. I've got actually, I think this is the new face. I use the Forio. In fact, I used it in the shower this morning. I have the travel version because it goes with me everywhere. It's what helps get all my makeup off. It like I put my my face stuff on and then I use the Forio. Chris has one. He uses it. And he's got one in the shower. So I just use his in the shower. I use mine that sits in my bathroom. I use it at night to get my makeup off. And then I have a travel one. And then I also have the new face, which is like two little knobs and you send electric currents up into your face. I do it nightly. I was on a real good routine a few days ago. I kind of like skipped a couple days. I got back on my routine last night. So we're all good to go. But I use that also. So, all right. Anybody wants to look up Forio is F-O-R-E-O. Go New Face and Forio. Just go look them up on the Googles. You can read all about it there. It's face contraptions that I use. All right. I will see y'all next Wednesday. I am moving this weekend. So pray to the baby Jesus in the golden diaper that we actually move this weekend. The Packers are coming tomorrow. We start packing. We start moving. We like there's all kinds of things happening. So for the next 4 days, I will probably be working on this book or in Facebook answering questions. So I've been, if you don't know, you can always go to our Facebook group. If you go to the featured section, we have a way for you to find where I answer questions in the Facebook group. Now, do not ask me questions in the Facebook group specifically. What I do is I go in every day and I just read what y'all talking about. And I usually find really good posts that I want to coach in. And when I find something that's a juicy nugget for y'all, I hashtag it Corinne's advice. And so we've been saving it. And there's probably about 150, 200 responses in there already. You can look, if you go to the features tab, you can go and see all the different times where I have coached someone, offered advice, and talked to someone or highlighted something that I think is important. So it's like, that's a great resource for y'all. But I will be in the Facebook group during downtime, because you know, there's going to be a lot of sitting around at times. I will probably be in the Facebook group doing coaching because Corinne likes to keep busy. So, but yeah, we're moving. So hopefully when I come to you next Wednesday, the background probably won't be pretty because my curtains will not be installed yet, but I'm hoping it won't be just a big blank wall, but we'll see what happens. Otherwise, I will see you next Wednesday and you will have Coach MJ this Sunday. Y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.